Okay, now our first real storyteller of the evening is Stephanie Daniel. And if you listen to KUNC, you know her work. She is a reporter for KUNC. She covers a lot, but she really focuses on education and the opioid crisis. She's also had work on Latino USA, which is a great show, and you should listen to it if you don't already. Anyway, give a big round of applause for Stephanie.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, okay, great. All right, so tonight's theme is there's no place like home, but I'm actually going to talk about wanting to leave home and just get out. And my escape started when I was 3.5 years old and my younger sister Nicole was born. Just a quick shout, how many of you are middle children? Yes, okay, you guys feel my pain. So I had two parents, an older sister, a younger sister. I grew up in Denver. My grandparents were close. So it was always a full house. And there were three bedrooms in my house, which meant that two of us had to share a room. And of course, the middle child always has to share the room. So my older sister, Jennifer, and I, we shared a room. And it was two twin beds on opposite sides of the room. And my bed was directly in front of the door leading to the hallway. And of course, one of us was scared of the dark. It was not me. So every night, the hall light was on, and the door would be, we would negotiate. She wanted the door wide open. I wanted the door cracked. It ended up somewhere in the middle. But needless to say, I spent a lot of nights reading when I should have been sleeping. So my family, they like to go on a lot of road trips. We would go to Louisville, which is where my dad was from. We'd go to the East Coast, out to Virginia. So one year when I was 8, we decided to go to the Pacific Northwest. We started out in Seattle, where my uncle lived, and then my grandmother's cousin was also there. My Aunt Leah. So we went to her house, and it was really nice. It was like white stucco on the outside, and it had beautiful green ivy and leaves, and it had like really beautiful magenta flowers, and it was awesome. I was having a great time. I was playing outside. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see this little eight-legged furry thing kind of coming up. It wasn't a tarantula, but I think it was a tarantula, and it was humongous, and I'm pretty sure it would have eaten me if I hadn't run away. So, okay, that was the first strike for this trip that we took. So we all got in a van, that's how we traveled, and it was my two parents, my two sisters, my two grandparents, my uncle was there, and we just kind of headed north up the coast, and we ended up stopping at to see the totem poles, and so we were at this park, and we were seeing the sights. It was fun. We stopped to get some clam chowder. I'd never had clam chowder before. It was really hot and creamy and delicious. So my older sister and I, we were both straddling a bench, and she was sitting in front of me, and her back was facing me, and I was sitting there. And I was eating my clam chowder, enjoying it, and she started inching backwards. And I had set my clam chowder down, and she inched backwards and spilled it all over me. It was summertime, I was wearing shorts. Again, the clam chowder was hot, it was creamy, and it was all over me. So that was strike number two. And the trip wasn't even done yet. We still had more to travel. We were still heading north. So we ended up in Vancouver, and that was the first time I had been to Canada. And it was a lot of fun, and we ended up going to Stanley Park, and we were driving around, and again, We were all piled into our van, so we stopped at this sort of like scenic outlook. And so I scamper out, I see this rock, and I climb up to the top of the rock, and I'm just like, oh, finally, I have some peace and quiet. There's nobody around me. You know, I grew up in Denver, so I'm not used to the ocean. So I just kind of stared at it and just watched the waves come in and out. And it was like, oh, finally, some peace. I'm away from these people. So I'm sitting there for a little bit, and I'm like, wow, it's kind of quiet. So I start to look around, and what do I see but the van is driving away. Yes. My family, they have left me, the middle child, sitting on a rock in the middle of a park in Canada. So, tears, fear, screaming, crying, there was none of that. I was happy. I was like, okay, finally, I can get away from these people. Yes, I have some peace and quiet. I just turned back around and just sat on the rock and was just, I don't know. I was like, I'll figure it out. It's fine. So apparently there was one family member that actually cared about me, which was my grandfather. He did a head count and realized that someone was missing. So they came back around and then they picked me up and so that was fine. The trip was over. And then 10 years later, when I was 18, I finished high school. I was done. I was out of there. I went right to North Carolina and went to school in North Carolina. And then my mom, a couple years ago, she told some crazy story. She said that I called her up first semester and I was like sad and kind of crying that I was homesick. And I think she made that up. I was so ready to get out of there. So after I graduated from college, from undergrad, I just kept going as far away as I could. I went up to New York and I would come home occasionally, usually around the holidays and then maybe once over the summer. And I used to come, like one time I came the week before Christmas and it was just, it was chaos, it was madness. It was shopping, it was wrapping, it was too much. So I learned my lesson. So from then on out, it was like Christmas Eve, I'm flying in on Christmas Eve, and then maybe I'll stay through New Year's. It kind of depended. So after a couple of years, I moved out to LA. And if anybody has lived on the East Coast, flying to the East Coast from Colorado, it sucks. It's a long trip. It's much better when you're in LA. The flight is much shorter. You get to fly over the Grand Canyon. It's much nicer. So I started to come home more, and it got a little bit harder to leave each time. And my sister, she had two boys, so I had nephews, so I had more of a reason to come home. But I still wasn't quite ready yet. So then, 2 years ago, I decided to move back to New York and to go to graduate school. So I spent 5 months between LA and grad school here. And I moved back in with my parents to Denver just to save some money and just started to have fun with my family and hanging out with my nephews and getting to reconnect with some friends that I'd grown up with. So when I went to New York, I made it through grad school and my parents came out for my graduation and this was about 2 years ago. And you know what, we had a great time. We just spent the weekend. We went to like the top of One World Tower or the Trade Center, One World Trade. We like went to the movies. We drank a lot of wine. We just had a really good time. And I kind of like felt this pull like, okay, it's time. I think it's time for me to come home. I've been running for long enough. So I applied for a job at KUNC and I got it. And I've been back here now. I've been back here now for a little over a year, and it's been great. I'm really happy. So I live up here in Fort Collins, and my family is down in Denver, so they're close, but not too close, so it's still good. So I'm really enjoying my time at work, and I think maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, Luke, who sits next to me at work, he asked me if I wanted to be part of the storytelling show, this one. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds like fun. But then the more I started to think about it, I kind of started to panic because I was like, oh my God, what am I going to talk about? Like that theme, I don't know. So I was like batting around ideas in my head. And then one day, this was maybe 3 weeks ago, we're sitting at work and there's this huge window that's next to his desk and it was this beautiful sunset, you know, perfect Colorado sunset, purples and like pinks and oranges, just magnificent. And so we're both kind of staring out the window and I wasn't even thinking and I just was kind of like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'm so happy to be home. And I kind of looked at him and he was like staring at me and he was like, that's it, that's your story. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you know what, Luke, you're right. That's it, and that's my story. Thank you.